Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve as the campus life pastor for LifePoint Online. Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we finished our series on the Psalms called Playlist. And the big idea we've been exploring in this series is God writes the lyrics of our souls in the Psalms. Sunday, we looked at Psalm 27, and the opening line is, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" This psalm talks a lot about fear, and is like most of the psalms in that they include some kind of emotional element. As you read through the psalms, you will see the broad range of human emotions on full display. And I think this highlights the basic goodness of human emotion. Often the church has vilified emotion, and the message of the church has been, don't feel, don't trust your feelings. Feelings are bad. Feelings will lead you astray. And the church has long favored, I think, thinking over feeling. That's why a lot of times in discipleship circles, people want to know, we even ask our kids, what did you learn today, right? Not what did you feel today. But there's a big difference between knowing that God loves you and feeling loved by God. The Psalms show us the importance of the role of emotions and what they play in our lives, not just as people of faith, but as humans in general. I think emotions are a gift from God, given to us because we're made in the image of God. I say this because God describes himself in emotional terms. God is regularly described in the Bible as being sad, happy, angry, disgusted, all the emotions. And Jesus himself was deeply emotional, and he's the truest expression of humanity and of God that we have. And he was completely sinless. Jesus was angry when he cleared the temple, and he was sad at the tomb of Lazarus, where we have the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Notice that Jesus didn't just cry, Jesus wept. So he was deeply emotional. So emotions are good, but how we shepherd them is really what matters. I mean, how do we shepherd our emotions well? And I think there are kind of two extremes that we go to when it comes to emotion. One is we can just let them run our lives. We can merge with every emotional whim that we have. We can be led by our emotions. That's one extreme. But there's another extreme, and that's stuffing our emotions, shutting them down, falling asleep to our feelings. And when we do that, the results will be dysfunction in our lives, I believe. I've had a 2009 Dodge Ram pickup for about 6 years now. And since I bought it, it's had a dashboard light on the whole time. The light indicates that there's something wrong with the tire pressure monitoring system. And to fix it costs more than I want to pay. So every time I start my truck, the light comes on and the alert dings. And I've just come to ignore it. I hardly even know it's there anymore. And I think a lot of us are like this with our emotions. We feel something that indicates, hey, there's something going on under the hood here. But we don't trust it, or we're skeptical of it, or we just are completely dismissive of it. But those lights are there for a reason. They say, hey, something's going on here. Something needs to be addressed here. Something needs to be followed up with. Something needs to be resolved. Something needs your attention. Emotions are kind of like dashboard lights for our bodies. They show us when something under the hood needs our attention. So it's not that we suppress our emotions, but we also shouldn't let them run our lives. Then how should we deal with them? Well, we should listen to them and shepherd them well. Although we don't have to filter our emotions with God, we can feel anything with him, we should definitely filter our emotions through God. One passage kind of helps us know how we should shepherd our emotions well. When it talks about anger, it says that we should be slow to anger. So as Keller says, the Christian ethic around anger, and really all emotion, is not no anger or blow anger, but slow anger. It's not no anger. It's not no emotion. It's not that we don't feel, that we don't let our emotions, and we don't let our emotions dictate our lives, but we be slow with them. We listen to them. We filter them through God and shepherd them well. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. Please come back for the rest of the week for more episodes. Lord, thank you that you are an emotional God. and you created us to be emotional. Our emotions are a gift. Thank you that we can feel anything in your presence. And because of Jesus, we don't have to filter our emotions with you. Thank you for being a safe place for us emotionally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and consider what your next step is in the emotional side of your life.